Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Macadamia nuts sold at Whole Foods are being recalled because of salmonella concerns, reports the FDA. The macadamia nuts have been supplied to the grocery store chain by Marin Food Specialties. No illnesses have been reported thus far, but if you did get macadamia nuts at Whole Foods, look and see if they're Marin Foods. Take them back, get your money back. I always like to just let you know about those things. And now House and Senate Republicans have reached an agreement among themselves on a $1.1 billion measure to combat the Zika virus. So with all of the things going on with Congress in the last couple of days, sit-ins, gun control, which you know how I feel about that, they proposed this spending bill for Zika, and it was signed. And that is just absolutely amazing that they were able to get something signed. The measure and the looming partisan battle over it comes to a deadline to pass the Zika funding law into becoming as it was starting to run out. So House Appropriations Committee Chairman Harold Rogers announced the agreement as he headed into a closed-door meeting of House Republicans. It's one of the topics for discussion, though more attention was focused on how Republicans would respond to the floor protest by the Democrats on gun-related legislation. However, this $1.1 billion figure is the amount the Senate approved last month. It calls for $750 million in spending cuts to offset the funding for Zika efforts. So we'll see where those come in, including $543 million in unused funds from implementation of Barack Obama's health care law, but then there's some funds left over from Ebola funding. So the Senate measure didn't contain any offsetting spending cuts and treated the Zika crisis as an official emergency. So now they've got this measure and they're waiting for its official release before really commenting or defending it, but at least it's been passed and they've reached an agreement, which I think is just absolutely huge because it's about time they reached an agreement on something. And now to a little bit of a nicer story. Dogs are a wonderful source of comfort. And after the Orlando tragedy, 12 specially trained golden retrievers arrived in Florida to do what they do best, and that's provide comfort. The dogs are part of the Canine Comfort Team. It's a program run by Lutheran Church Charities that now has 130 dogs in 23 states across the country. The dogs, all golden retrievers, deploy as part of the organization's disaster response team. Each dog is picked as a puppy because of its calm demeanor, and each one is trained to be gentle, comforting, and affectionate. This is so sweet. And when you're picking out a puppy, if you're ever going to buy a dog and you or get one from a shelter, I don't mean buy one, but get one from a shelter. When you're looking at all the puppies jumping around, you look for the little guy that's sitting in the corner. You look for the little guy that's just sitting there looking at you, and that's going to be your nice, calm dog. You can tell those calm demeanors in dogs, you know, rather than some of the ones that are jumping around. And they all do this without barking, jumping, or getting distracted by events and noises around them. I think this is just absolutely sweet. Sometimes we need to have a good story instead of some of the other ones. In Orlando last week, these little dogs visited hospitals and churches. They attended vigils and memorial services, and they met with the staff of Pulse, the bar that was shot up, and the nightclub where the shooting occurred. Those same dogs were in Boston after the Marathon bombing and in Sandy Hook after the elementary school shooting. So these dogs really work 6 days a week. They make the rounds at schools and hospitals and nursing homes when they're not helping people in crisis situations. And numerous studies have shown that dogs are special in their ability to affect human emotions, moods, and stress. So these little guys are going there. They're golden retrievers. They're absolutely adorable. So this is a feel-good story. We need one every now and then. So golden retrievers visiting people to help with disasters and to make people feel better. And that's what our good animal friends do. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.